Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
You know, throughout the Bible, we're warned about pride. We know that pride comes before the fall. We understand the evils of pride. But let me read this one small parable. It's in Luke 17. It says, "But which of you, having a servant, plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he has come from the field, go and sit down to meat? And I will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink." This is in red letter. This is Jesus talking. He basically said, if you have a servant, his job is to serve. His job isn't to be treated like a king. He's a servant, right? If his job is to plow and feed the cattle, he does that. He doesn't join you at the table. He eats afterwards, after his task is done with. Verse 9 says, "Does he think that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I don't think so. So likewise ye, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which is our duty to do so." What a verse. This squashes your pride. I don't care what you're involved in. I don't care if you've handed out 1,000 blankets in Midtown Baltimore, or you've sailed the seven seas and gone to every continent. Whatever it might be in your walk, or you've gone through tons of trials and tribulations, we are to say we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which is our duty to do so. You know, you don't get the little stars on your chest for being obedient. The Father doesn't give out little awards, you know, service awards because of the good things you did. There's no good in you and I. Remember before you were reborn? You didn't even know which way was up. All you knew was, what's in it for me, and I don't want to get caught. Then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit came in you. You were given a conscience. And after that, everything that was done for the glory of God was done because of the glory of God. You aren't even given a chance to make a choice unless the spirit of conviction is put in you. And that's a sign of the Holy Spirit. But this is a neat little parable, especially in the world we're living in, where everything is supposed to be fair and everything is supposed to be equitable and everybody's supposed to be on the same plane. It doesn't go that way with God, people. God is God, and we are not God. And we don't deserve anything, period. But I love this. "But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he has come from the field, go and sit down to meat? And I will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird myself, and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink." Remember, when we're obedient, it isn't being obedient for our sake. When we're doing God's will, it isn't for our sake. When you're dying to the flesh and choosing Jesus over everything, it isn't for you. Now, you're able to do it because of God's grace and mercy and conviction, but it isn't because of you. It's your job now that you're a soldier in his army. I'll read it again. "Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I don't think so. God doesn't give us a pat on the back. He expects it from us. Look at what God the Father did to his own son. In his own son, Jesus, three times. asked the cup to pass, and he would not. No, you know, God the Father is a consuming fire. Yes, we're actually saved from the wrath of God. Yeah, this isn't cute little songs or frequencies or cafe bars. This is life and death. You know, in Genesis 6, God repented that he had even made mankind. He repented of mankind. Why? Because we're told that the imaginations of all men were evil continually. In other words, it was non-stop evil. And that's our nature, people. We can't escape it. That's you and that's I. Until we're born from above. And it has to be being born from above. We're not born again because we joined the church. We're not born again because of our parents. We're not born again because of our own will. No. The Spirit, we're told, blows where it will. And when we catch it, and it changes us, we're going to have a tough time explaining it because it's hard to explain. But we know what it does for us. So likewise, when you shall have done all those things, in other words, your duties, here in the parable, it's plowing, feeding the animals, so be it. But in a real life form, it's strictly just listening to the obedience of God. But it says, which I command you, say we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Gang, it's your duty to be a soldier in this army. It's your duty to pick up all your armor each and every day and fight the daily fight. This is our duty. We're soldiers in a new army right now, gang. Yes, we are. We're not a soldier in this fleshly army, but we're a soldier in an invisible army, and we fight an invisible force, and we're tempted each and every day by invisible forces, entities that are continually around us, devils and demons and unclean spirits. This is who we are fighting. And they could come in many forms. And a lot of it could just come in human reasoning. Can you imagine Peter? Peter! Jesus is, you could say, right-hand man. Beg Jesus, don't die, don't die. Jesus actually turned around and told Peter, get behind me, Satan. You know, and that was a reasonable request from one human to another. You know, basically, Peter was saying, Jesus, I love you. I don't want to see you die. Jesus knew he had to die. So he turned around and told Peter, get behind me, Satan. This is how incredible this battle is, people. This battle for your soul. I don't believe Jesus was wasting his breath. When in Matthew, he told us that the gate is narrow that leads to eternal life and few are going to find it. And I believe one of the stumbling blocks that keeps it few is the carnal mind, the rational mind, the human mind, human psychology. This has nothing to do with psychology. We trust in the absolutely human insane. We believe our Savior was born of a virgin, insane to a man. He was God in the flesh. The Word became flesh, insane. Died on a cross for our sins, insane. And rose again from the dead, insane. And it keeps continually going on. People, to the world, we're viewed as fools. They don't care if you just go to church. They don't care if do the rituals, go to the clam bakes, go to the bingo, do this and that, light a candle. They don't care about that. But there's something that gets the spiritual world riled up when you truly say, I trust Jesus Christ. I am a temple of the living God. This resurrection, I don't have to go to this mountain or that mountain, but the kingdom of God is within me. Just like he told the woman at the well. You want to rile up some demons? You remind them of that fact. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to go anywhere. And actually, The kingdom of God, Jesus, the Father, the Holy Spirit actually live inside of you. And the Holy Spirit actually teaches you each and every day. So when we want to be a good servant of the Lord, right? Don't look for a pat on the back. That's your duty. Your duty is to walk the walk of Jesus each day. Your duty is to put up the shield of faith against all that lust or all that hatred. Your duty is not to go by what the headlines say, telling you what is sin and what isn't, and calling you all kinds of names when you want to stand up for Christ. You do not go by the way of the world. You go by the foundation that's built on the rock, not the foundation that's built on sand or the cares of this world and all the things of this world will knock down, but the foundation that's built on rock where your faith is going to be tested. Yes, the word faith is just a word unless it's tested. And we're shown that example by Jesus in the mountain where he was tempted 3 times. And we're shown that by the temptation, you could say, of Jesus in the garden where he actually wanted the cup to pass. And 3 times he asked the Father to take the cup away. But the Father said no. Father knew Christ had to go through everything. And this is what we're involved in, people, each and every day. And be a light for others. Remember now, you are a walking epistle. That's what we're told, that we're all walking epistles. We're not church buildings built with hands anymore. We're all bricks and stones, spiritual bricks and stones that make up Christianity. And we are becoming more and more extinct, maybe you could say. Few and fewer of us are around. And when you find a true Christian, you want to just hug them and squeeze them because you know how fine, like silver and gold, that they're becoming. Yes, and you know what I mean. Not a Christian in word, not a Christian in some ritual baptism, not a Christian because their parents were Christians, not a Christian because they go to church because their parents made them as kids, but a Christian because you know the Holy Spirit actually touched them and you witnessed and you saw what happened to them. And this is the world we're going in. So I'll start to end it on where I began. When you're in this army, you're expected to be a soldier. You're expected to do things for the Lord. He's given you the weapons. He's given you a conscience. He's given you the ability to overcome the things of this world, the worries, the anxieties, and the lusts of this world, the cares of everything in this world. He's given it to you. And it's your reasonable display of love for the Father by just following his orders and reporting for duty and basically telling the Lord, Lord, I am a piece of clay, reporting for duty. Do what you will with me today. Form me. Do what it takes, Lord. I give my life for you. I lay it all on the cross for you. I pick up my cross daily. I come follow you. And I die daily on your behalf. The flesh and the spirit are contrary people. So the only option we have is to walk in the spirit. It's the only option we have as we're going through this planet. So God bless you. Stay in Jesus. Love one another. And remember, you were bought with a price. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.